This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The VA secretary defended federal cuts to veterans' health care in a visit yesterday to its main facility in Colorado. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Doug Collins visited the Rocky Mountain Regional VA Medical Center in Aurora. Reuters reported in March the VA was looking to fire 82,000 workers to return the agency to staffing levels seen in 2019 before the pandemic. That drew a backlash from veterans groups and Democrats. Collins says the agency has scaled back that number by two-thirds.
The VA is the largest healthcare basically provider in this country. We're going to act like it. We're going to stand proud. We're going to take care of our veterans.
Collins also recognized several staff members at Monday's event. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Even though more people are returning to the office, Denver office buildings are emptying out. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
In downtown Denver, more than one-third of the office space is vacant, according to real estate services firm CBRE. Landlords are starting to give up on finding tenants for outdated buildings. The pace of demolitions and conversions is now outpacing new developments. That's likely to continue as more landlords are faced with debt bills they can't pay. It's not all bad news. In Cherry Creek, developers are attracting businesses with modern buildings and upscale amenities. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado's new National Women's Soccer League team officially has a name, Denver Summit FC. Summit is, of course, a nod to the mountains. FC stands for football club. The team will celebrate its new identity Saturday afternoon in downtown Denver. They start playing next March in Centennial. The Summit plans to build a permanent stadium in South Denver. Now, the monsoon moisture continues to flow across the Front Range and Palmer Divide today, with showers and storms likely this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.